USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine remains. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin telling ABC's This Week that the potential for Russia to invade Ukraine is there.
He's been very deliberate in terms of assembling the right kind of combat and combat support capabilities in the border region. And so he has a number of options available to him now.
Austin is referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has extended military drills near the Ukrainian border that were set to end on Sunday. The Kremlin has denied plans to invade its neighbor. The U.S. and allied countries are vowing sanctions if Russia goes through with the invasion. The cost of renting a two- or more-bedroom property has gone up 19%. That's according to Realtor.com's look at rates across the 50 largest metro areas between December 2020 and 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
For the first time in more than 3 weeks, the streets of the Canadian nation's capital is quiet. A heavy police presence has replaced the truckers in Ottawa who were protesting COVID-19 protocols like vaccine mandates. Police say they're in the process of pulling vehicles from the downtown core and urge people to avoid the area. As of late Sunday morning, nearly 200 arrests have been made and more than 50 vehicles related to the protests have been towed. A rodent infestation at a regional warehouse has prompted discount store chain Family Dollar to recall a wide range of products, including food, cosmetics, and family devices. The products were sold between January 2021 and this month in stores across six states: Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Concerns about the infestation has led to the closure of the warehouse in West Memphis, Arkansas, and more than 400 stores. Find news anytime at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
California is taking a page from the state of Texas, only they are targeting guns. USA's Wendy King has more from the Pacific Northwest.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a package of legislation that would allow private citizens to sue gun manufacturers. Under one bill, anyone could sue manufacturers, distributors, transporters, or sellers of assault-style weapons. The other bill would prohibit companies from advertising certain kinds of weapons to children. Newsom said, "This is not about attacking law-abiding gun owners. It's about stopping the tragic violence that's ravaging communities across the country." The California legislation is modeled after a Texas law that bans abortion approximately 6 weeks after the pregnant person's last menstrual cycle, using a unique enforcement mechanism. It deputizes private citizens rather than the state's executive branch to sue anyone who aids and abets the procedure. Any individual can sue anyone involved in an illegal abortion and win up to $10,000 in court. Earlier this week, gunmaker Remington agreed to pay more than $73 million to settle a lawsuit with several families of victims of the Sandy Hook shooting attack that killed 20 children almost a decade ago. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.